This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Leader Donald Trump elected 47th President of USA. President Ramchandra Podil congratulates Trump, expecting stronger ties between Nepal and US during his tenure. Ruling Nepali Congress and CPNUML form 8-member mechanism to make government function more effective and organized. 5 World Bank-funded projects to be implemented in fast-track modality. And Communication Minister Prithibi Subbaguri instructs concerned authorities to make communication services more accessible and effective. Now the news in detail. Leader Donald Trump has won a historic second term as U.S. President, defeating Kamala Harris. According to the BBC, a projected win in Wisconsin pushed the Republican over the 270 electoral vote threshold required to win the presidency. With the win, Leader Trump has become the 47th President of the USA. Trump has won 279 Electoral College votes, while Harris has secured 223 Electoral College votes so far, as per the latest update. The final results are yet to be announced. Delivering a victory speech in Florida, Leader Trump vowed to make America bigger, safer and stronger than it has ever been before, describing his victory as the golden age for America.
I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve and that you deserve. This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to. That God spared my life for a reason. And that reason was to save our country and to restore America to greatness. And now we are going to fulfill that mission together. We're going to fulfill that mission. It's time to put the divisions of the past 4 years behind us. It's time to unite. And we're going to try. We're going to try. We have to try. And it's going to happen. Success will bring us together. I've seen that. So I want to just tell you what a great honor this is. I want to thank you. I will not let you down. America's future will be bigger, better, bolder, richer, safer, and stronger than it has ever been before. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Republicans have also taken the Senate back from Democrats after flipping a string of seats. Some of the issues Trump has campaigned hard on are those surrounding the economy, where he has promised to end inflation and make America affordable again, and immigration, where he says he will complete construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall, which he promised last time around. Leader Harris is yet to concede defeat or address supporters about the results. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podil has congratulated Leader Trump upon being elected as the next president of the USA. Via his Twitter handle, President Ramchandra Podil extended warm congratulations on his victory, on his historic win, rather. President Podil has also expressed the confidence that Nepal-US relations will further be strengthened during newly elected President Trump's tenure. Likewise, world leaders, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, French President Emmanuel Macron, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Trump for this stunning victory. The Nepali Congress and the CPNUML have formed an 8-member mechanism to make the government function more effective and organized. According to CPNUML Publicity Department head Rajendra Gautam, the central level mechanism was formed as per the 7-point agreement reached between the ruling Nepali Congress and CPNUML to ensure the effectiveness of the government. Publicity Department head Gautam said the preparation to form the mechanism in the province and district levels is also on the way. The Finance Ministry had set timeline for taking forward 5 World Bank-funded projects and fast-tracked modality. A meeting presided over by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podil at the Finance Ministry today decided that 5 projects collectively valued over 72 billion rupees funded by the World Bank will be executed in the fast-track modality. As per the timeline said, preparatory works relating to the five projects will be carried out within February next year, and project proposals will be presented at the World Bank's board meeting in March next year. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is steadily recovering. The Prime Minister's Secretariat confirmed that all recent medical test results of the Prime Minister have been normal. Since Monday, the Prime Minister has been resting at his official residence in Balwatar, limiting activities and avoiding meetings and events unless they are urgent due to a recent fever. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurang has directed the concerned authorities to make the communication services further accessible and effective. During his inspection of the district post office in Manang today, the communication minister instructed the authorities to ensure that the communication services are accessible to the entire area. Similarly, following his visit to the district west government offices, the government spokesperson has stressed the need for accelerating the Besi Sarod Sami road construction project. President Ramchandra Pobel has appointed Professor Dhanup Prasad Pandit as Nepal's ambassador to Israel. Issuing a statement today, the office of the president said the president appointed Pandit as the resident ambassador of Nepal to Israel on the recommendation of the government. This news comes to you from Reasonable. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Daily ne majale chalaune.
स्टार 1415 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Dengue infections are gradually declining nationwide, with a significant drop in cases observed since mid-October. Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, chief of the vector disease section at the Division of Epidemiology and Infectious Disease, attributed the decrease to cooler temperatures and government initiatives to control mosquito breeding. Despite the progress, Dr. Dahal emphasized the importance of ongoing vigilance and preventive measures. Over 29,000 dengue cases have been reported across the country with 12 fatalities. The outbreak has impacted every district except Humla. TikTok has been officially registered in Nepal. Mamata Bastola, Information Officer and Undersecretary at the Communication Ministry, said TikTok has been registered at the Communication and Information Technology as per the guidelines for regulation of the use of social media. The ministry had issued a statement urging all social networking sites operating in Nepal to register as per the guidelines. Along with TikTok, Viber and WeTalk have been registered at the ministry. Undersecretary Bastola added that other social media in the process of being registered in Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin, now an international news update. Protesters have erupted in Israel after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired the country's defense minister, Yoav Gallant. According to the BBC, leader Netanyahu said a crisis of trust between the two leaders led to his decision, adding that his trust in Gallant had eroded in recent months and Foreign Minister Israel Katz would step in to replace him. Gallant said his removal was due to disagreement on three issues, including his belief that it is possible to get the remaining hostages back from Gaza if Israel makes painful consensus which it can bear. Many protesters on the streets were calling for Netanyahu to resign and demanding the new defense minister prioritize a hostage deal. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Leader Donald Trump elected 47th President of USA. President Ramchandra Pobel congratulates Trump, expecting stronger ties between Nepal and US during his tenure. Ruling Nepali Congress and CPLUML form 8-member mechanism to make government function more effective and organized. 5 World Bank-funded projects to be implemented in fast-track modality. And Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurin instructs concerned authorities to make communication services more accessible and effective. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.